This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you saw this, but entering week 16, the Dolphins are 10-4. We are finally at a point where we are getting different playoff scenarios. So I wanted to start the show by running through a few of these. The Miami Dolphins, believe it or not, 10-4, can win the AFC East division title on Sunday with a win plus a Buffalo loss. And guys, just as I go through these, just to save us all boatloads of time, there's no chance the Dolphins and Cowboys are tying on Sunday, right? Can we just ignore that? Dolphins and Cowboys aren't tying. Can we confidently say one thing for once on this podcast?
Well, I had to look it up because I was like, I don't think we've ever seen a Dolphins tie. And it did say the last time was, I believe, 1984, 28-28 Dolphins-Jets. So, 1981, actually. My bad. Me trying to get stats.
And even
but no, they're not tying. There's no way in hell they're tying. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Even I, the old man on the podcast, was not alive in 1981. So,
you're too
unlikely.
There are about six scenarios where the Dolphins can clinch a playoff berth with a tie. But this much time left in the season, having three games left in the season, that's just like a waste of time. So there's two things that can really happen here, and I think Miami's last three games, it's kind of a fun checklist. I think I mentioned on our recap show, with a win on Sunday, Dolphins, you made the playoffs. It's pretty simple. Add in, sprinkle in a Buffalo loss, you win the division. But then you go to next week against the Ravens. If the Dolphins win back-to-back games, and we're not even going to incorporate the Bills. The Bills, we don't care what the Bills are doing. It shouldn't matter what the Bills are doing, because if the Dolphins win against Baltimore, you win the AFC East. Simple as that. Doesn't matter what the Bills are doing. And then, come week 18, if the Miami Dolphins want to prove to everyone that this is a new franchise, if Mike McDaniel wants to prove that he's that mad genius he's showing off to be in the middle of Hard Knocks, predicting one play drives, you let Buffalo come to Miami and you let them leave with a loss. Guys, what are the odds of this stuff happening? Let's start with Dallas. Merrick, how you feeling this weekend? Are you a little more confident after seeing Sunday's performance?
I am. I'm still nervous. You know, Dallas is a good team. They also kind of have the reputation of a good team that can't beat other good teams. So, you know, we'll see what happens when both of those teams with the same reputation clash this weekend. But it was such a dominating victory over the New York Jets. And I know a lot of us, you know, and we talked about it on this podcast, a lot of us were nervous going into that game based on what happened to the Titans, based on the fact that the Jets had just beaten the Houston Texans by 24 points. The Texans are in the playoff hunt as well. We were nervous. And then Sunday morning rolls around and we see the inactive list, and there's no Xavien Howard and there's no Tyreek Hill. And and no Deshaun Elliott. And now we're really starting to spiral out of control on Sunday morning, you know, trying to look at playoffs. I pulled up the ESPN playoff predictor thing and clicked on a loss for the final four Dolphins games just to see if it would still be possible for them to make the playoffs if they lost the last four games. That's how nervous I was. By the way, it would have been possible. They still could have made the playoffs. Yeah, we needed
the Colts. That would have been so gross.
We kind of needed the Colts to fall off for that to happen. I went through the scenarios. I did. I spent a good half hour on that thing. But no, they went out there. They took care of business in dominating fashion. They swept the Jets. They shut them out. And now we're feeling a little bit better. And you know, it wasn't the result we wanted on Sunday as far as the Cowboys-Bills game. But we did see the Cowboys get dominated on the road, which is where they'll be this Sunday in Miami on the road. And the Cowboys on the road are a much different team than they are at home. So I do think the Dolphins have a chance to win this game on Sunday. I do think it'll be a close one. But I am, to answer your question in long-winded fashion, as I often do, I am more confident in the Dolphins after watching last weekend's result.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Long-winded answers is what we do. We kind of
it's our
keep
theme
going.
Here. Yeah,
we got time to fill.
Yeah, we got to get these ads in. It's absolutely our brand. I mean, I definitely feel better after seeing what happened last week. I am a little bit scared of the Dallas Cowboys because they do have some playmakers, right? Trayvon Diggs is out, but they still have Micah Parsons, arguably the best pass rusher in all of football. We know Dak Prescott's a very good player, and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I'd love to see Jalen Ramsey shadow him around, but we're not talking about the Cowboys in that aspect. I do think the Dolphins, though, at home, with how good they played, with how bad the Cowboys have played on the road, I do think the Dolphins can handle business and win the division for the first time since, what was it, 2018 when Chad Pennington went there, or was it, I'm saying 2018.
16.
I was going to say, even further back than that. I was going to say 2008 was the last time they won the division, right? Wasn't it? Wildcat?
Yeah, 2016 was the wild card.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
So the division was 2008, is what, right? Is that correct? That was that long ago?
It's that guy, Josh, look at this. He's having a day out here.
Yeah, I'm on fire. This is what was that show where they didn't at the end of the thing, like go through all their misses on ESPN? That was a great show.
That was part of the interruption.
Yeah, so, yeah. I should
you give me a memorial, but it's still going 20 years. I remember that show.
Our show will still be going 20 years from now. Book it.
We'll still be making the same amount too.
Yeah, world won't even be here by then, probably.
Merrick, did you gain more confidence after watching Hard Knocks on Tuesday night? Kind of seeing how the Dolphins went about things. Just knowing that Mike McDaniel. I mean, I think the coolest part about Hard Knocks was that you see where it started. It was Tuesday morning, hours after the Dolphins lost to the Titans. It was 4 o'clock in the morning Tuesday. He was already watching film of the previous Jets games where the Dolphins won that.
Oh, it's awesome. And I'm personally a big documentary guy. I love watching documentaries on pretty much every topic. It happens as you get older, Drake. Trust me. When you hit your late 30s, that's all you're going to watch is documentaries. But I love documentaries, and obviously I love the Miami Dolphins football team. So every single week, I was just thinking about it on Tuesday, it's awesome. We get a little mini documentary about our football team every single week, and how blessed are we that we get to sit in front of our TVs and get a little behind the scenes peek at this squad during such an outstanding season. They're 10-4, you know, on the cusp of the playoffs here. Like it's so cool. So yeah, to answer your question, I did enjoy watching that. I did enjoy watching just the accountability that Mike McDaniel not only demands of his players, but demands of himself. He went out there and said, hey, yo, some of those calls were trash. Those were trash calls. He admitted it right away. And then in Tua's press availability today after practice, he said, that is Mike McDaniel. That wasn't a one-time thing for the cameras only. This is what he does all the time. He's the first to admit when it was an awesome play call and that he got it right, but he's also the first to admit when it's a trash call and he can do better. So He's leading by example. That's what they say about leaders, about coaches, is that you have to serve your players and you have to lead by example. And if he's out there pointing fingers and blaming everybody else, then that's not going to instill confidence in the team. So when he does that, the team gets more confident. When the team gets more confident, the team plays well. When the team plays well, I get more confident. So yes, I enjoyed Hard Knocks. I enjoyed seeing the accountability aspect, and I feel a lot better about this team. You know, that Titans loss had us all thinking crazy there for a little bit. Maybe myself thinking crazier than most, but we're back on track, baby.
Josh, to speak to that accountability, I want to ask you, how cool is it to kind of see him? I mean, first he puts himself on the spot, McDaniel. He calls the fade to Tyreek Hill a trash play, which, I mean, I love hearing that.
Oh, my God. It was a trash play.
And then he goes right. He calls out Jalen Ramsey. He calls out Tua. What was your kind of feeling and thought process as you saw him go through the list and kind of put on everyone under the microscope?
Honestly, but like hashtag that's my mother effing head coach, right? I mean, I was stoked. You wanted to run through a wall. I mean, when we signed him, we all knew he was this quirky guy. He was making Mike Jones references, kind of seemed like one of the dudes, right?
Who?
We all love that. Yeah, who? 281-330-8004. I don't know if that number still works, but someone can hit him up on the low because Mike Jones is about to blow. I don't even remember what the hell I was saying. Oh, yeah. Mike McDaniel heading into this year, you wanted to know like how he could handle the team, handle guys that are his age, you know, when things were looking grim at times. Titans game was absolutely dismal. He came out, like you mentioned, took accountability, said that fade was trash, called out some of the captains, and they went out there and responded in the best way we possibly, again, could have even imagined, man. A 30-0 ass whooping, as Anthony Campanella would say, and we're back on track, baby. I feel like we could take the division this week, and then we're all going to be running through the streets saying, go Dolphins, or things up or something.